Hey guys, real quick. I've been working on my social media game, specifically my Instagram. It's where I post most of my personal stuff in bite-sized business zingas. So if we aren't connected, let's go and let's get connected over there. And if we are, amazing. Well, let's get back to the show.
Communicate it twice. They hear it. Yeah, whatever. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, maybe the person actually understands it.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
And the better that you get at repeating it, the better you articulate it. So you actually come across more clear so the person can actually understand it. Like if I don't get the reaction that I want out of Logan, I'm like, okay, what could I change and how I communicated that? And how can I be better equipped to get the outcome that I'm actually looking for? So I think communication is probably, that is the biggest problem that I've had to overcome within our marriage, having kids.
I think mine is in the same vein, and it comes from my inability to communicate my problems to Katie. And so instead of me being able to communicate, I act like a 3-year-old and I throw a temper tantrum. And I just like block myself off. I get mad. I give the cold shoulder because I do not know how to communicate my problem. And I take it out on them. But whose problem is it really? Is what I've come to realize is that it's my problem. And so our relationship got better when I started focusing on more about fixing myself rather than me trying to fix Katie. And that has been a game changer in our relationship, is that any moment that we try to like talk about how we need to like have like what the other person needs to do, it's like, no. Turn that finger back around. Focus on what you can control, which is what you need to do. So I think it's a high level of responsibility, right? And we've seen this in our kids as well, is that anytime that they start to have problems, it's because they're not taking responsibility. And there's this like really fun window with kids where like when they're babies, like they absolutely need you. Like they truly need you to survive. Like you're literally on the teat, right? And then there's this transition point where they can start doing things. They can walk, they can talk, they can eat without a bottle. And this is where it took a minute for Katie and I to get on the same page. But like our shared belief now is to have the kids be as self-sufficient as possible, as early as possible. So they need us not, but they want us a lot.